This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Sudan's paramilitary said on Saturday they had seized the presidential palace and the international airport in Khartoum in what appeared to be a coup attempt. The force and the army accused each other of starting the clashes that erupted in various Sudanese cities. Reuters' Lucy Fielder has more.
Clashes in Sudan interrupt this state TV broadcast from the studio in Omdurman, forcing it off air. A powerful Sudanese paramilitary said it had seized the presidential palace, the army chief's residence, and Khartoum International Airport on Saturday. The apparent coup attempt by the Rapid Support Forces, or RSF, came as clashes erupted with the army and raised fears of a full-blown conflict. Eyewitness video shows gunmen opening fire on a street in Khartoum as people take cover. Eyewitnesses also reported shooting in other cities. Doctors said civilians were injured in clashes in residential neighborhoods. The RSF and the army accused each other of attacking first.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Hanoi on his first visit to Vietnam since becoming the top U.S. diplomat, and he met Saturday with Vietnam's prime minister to discuss strengthening ties between the two nations. At a news conference, he said the U.S.-Vietnamese relationship is important for the security and stability of the Indo-Pacific region.
I also focused on how our countries can advance a free and open Indo-Pacific, one that is at peace and grounded in respect for the rules-based international order.
Blinken's visit to Vietnam is part of the Biden administration's campaign to counter China's increasing influence in the region. He spoke with other top officials to discuss upgrading diplomatic and security connections. From Washington, this is VOA News. The construction of a barbed wire fence along Finland's long border with Russia, primarily meant to curb illegal migration, has broken ground near the southeastern town of Imatra, less than 2 weeks after the Nordic country joined NATO. The Finnish border guard on Friday showcased the building of the initial 3-kilometer stretch of the fence to be erected in Pelkola near a crossing point off Imatra, a quiet lakeside town of some 25,000 people. Finland's 1,340-kilometer border with Russia is the longest of any European Union member. Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida was evacuated unhurt after a suspect threw what appeared to be a smoke bomb at an outdoor speech in western Japan on Saturday, according to domestic media. Reuters' Ryan Chang has more.
An explosion is heard at a venue where Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida was due to make a speech on Saturday. Police detained a suspect who threw what appeared to be a smoke bomb. Witnesses say they saw an object sailing over their heads, heard a loud explosion, and then clouds of smoke. The Prime Minister himself took cover and was evacuated unhurt, according to public broadcaster NHK. Local news outlets say a 24-year-old male from Kawanishi City was arrested in relation to the incident, but police have so far yet to provide more details on the suspect. The incident happened in Saikazaki, a small fishing town 40 miles southwest of Osaka.
That's Reuters' Ryan Chang reporting. Rutgers University and union representatives announced a deal to suspend the strike and allow students to go back to class. AP correspondent Julie Walker has that story.
Rutgers says closure on framework for a new contract will allow our 67,000 students to resume their studies and pursue their academic degrees. The unions representing professors, part-time lecturers, and graduate student workers began the walkout Monday, the first such job action in the 257-year history of New Jersey's flagship university. They told members that they had agreed to suspend the strike and return to work, but more issues need to be resolved before a vote could be held on a tentative contract. I'm Julie Walker.
Christian worshippers thronged the Church of the Holy Sepulchre in Jerusalem to celebrate the ceremony of the Holy Fire. It's an ancient ritual that, for a second year in a row, sparked tensions with the Israeli police. In the annual ceremony Saturday, a flame taken from Jesus' tomb is used to light the candles of fervent believers in Christian communities near and far. From Washington, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.